Gentlemen, what is the story? And I mean, this is a very revealing article because what it tells me is that I've missed this point for the last two Olympics.
Yes.
The IOC
yes.
has unveiled its 36-athlete refugee team for the Paris Olympics.
Hang on, sorry, hang on. Yep. You've done a you did IOC, but you haven't explained what IOC means.
We talked about Olympic,
this morning, today.
The International Olympic Committee. I didn't think we had to. You're the one that loves the abbreviation.
Because the audience. How many times do I have to say to you, the audience is a moron?
Oh, I can't. No, I'm sorry. I can't believe you've said that. Oh my God! Because I mean, they're the listener. They're what keeps us
None
on
of
the
them
air.
Have ever been in the audience of the 1% club?
It's the listener that makes us.
That is true.
And they need to be reminded, and we need to remind ourselves that
how stupid
the audience is a moron.
I can't believe you're saying, ladies and gentlemen, send your letters of complaint to fishy@netfm.net.
Yes, please do so, and I'll throw it away.
Of course you would.
Because fuckoff.com. Yeah.
Oh my God, I can't believe you're denigrating what's left of our audience.
No the wonder International Olympic
yes.
Committee,
yes,
IOC,
IOC,
shut up, Bazza.
Unveils his 36-athlete refugee team for the Paris Olympics. Now,
what is that?
My first point about that heading is I didn't know that there's been a refugee team at the past two Olympic Games.
Oh, I didn't know that either.
Did you guys know that?
No, I didn't.
No.
There's an Olympic team made up of all of refugees.
It's pronounced refugee.
Shut up, fuckhead. I'm sorry.
The refugee team will take part in its third games, having been first introduced at Rio 2016 and continued at Tokyo in 2020. The IOC funded, in other words, taxpayer funded,
from somewhere, yes.
The IOC is supported by the governments of the world.
Might I just interrupt you briefly while you were just having that pause, AP? Because you were just about taking a breath there. I'm just watching olympics.com/IOC/refugee-olympic-team. Yes. And on my screen here, there's two women in it.
One and of them is... Do they arrive at the events in a boat in the stillness of the night?
No, they're flying in. Oh, sorry, there's another couple of girls. They're flying in from Rwanda.
It's like a Moomba procession, but when you know the athletes all march out.
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah, the refugees are in a boat.
But there's about six women in the team, all the rest are men. I find that offensive. So why aren't there women?
Why
aren't there more women refugees? Because women make up the majority of the refugee community.
Oh, do they really?
Oh, absolutely, around the world, absolutely. 54 million refugees in the world at last UN count.
Why are they all women?
Well, because most of the men are dead from being shot in war or so on and so forth. I mean, there's a lot of kiddies, obviously, but they don't count. They're little children, boy children, but that doesn't count, obviously.
Don't count at all?
No.
Okay,
no,
right. No. When do they start counting?
When they're 18.
Oh, right, okay.
But where are all these people from? I imagine you're going to tell us, AP.
Oh, the article goes on.
Oh, I knew it would.
The IOC funded 74 refugee scholarships in the lead up to Paris with a 36-athlete team set to compete. The inaugural Rio squad had 10 athletes, growing to a squad at 29 at Tokyo. The athletes will compete across 12 sports and hail from 11 countries, including 14 from Iran and 5 each from Afghanistan and Syria.
Right.
The team was announced on a live stream during which the IOC president, Thomas Bach, read out each name, followed by a live shot of each athlete. How informative.
Oh,
many reacted with a fist pump, a smile, or tears of joy. Tears of Allah, probably. The team will be... Did I just say that out loud?
You did,
The team will be led by Chef de Mission Masuma Alzada, who competed...
What does he know? He's only a cook.
...in Tokyo in road cycling.
Right. Where do they live?
Well, all over the joint.
Well, are they in a refugee camp?
They don't even mention that part. I mean, how do they bring them together? I mean, I suppose the taxpayer funds the flights to bring them from wherever, which detention centre they're in.
I would imagine so. Are they in detention centres? That's the interesting question.
I don't know.
I think this is something we need to know.
A new emblem for the team was also revealed on Thursday, which athletes will use during the opening ceremony of Paris. I wonder if it's just a picture of somewhere with barbed wire all around it.
One would assume so. Yeah. That would be the
central. Team previously competed under the logo of the Olympic rings, well, as you do.
God.
Maybe they could do barbed wire Olympic rings.
That's right.
What sort of sports are they competing? You know, dodging bullets or running from slavers or what?
They'd be good at that. Yeah, landmine steeplechase.
Well, that'd be in the Paralympics.
Going to the high court.
No, hang on. They're refugees at the moment. When they get blown up, they move to the Paralympics.
Oh, sorry. I just figured they would have been in the first place. No, I'm all for this. I'm a great supporter of this initiative, AP, to be honest.
Yeah, there's no mention of where they're from. You are an enrichment to our Olympic community and to our societies, Bark told the athletes.
Didn't they mention Iran a moment ago and Afghanistan?
Most of them came from Iran, apparently.
Yeah, but see, they're refugees from there.
Yes.
So where are they based now? Probably in Australia. And then Albanese's paying for them to, you know, slung the IOC a few extra $100,000 to put them in bloody track suits with, you know, the barbed wire logo, and off they go.
Yeah, because in a couple of years, we've got the Olympic Games in, is it Brisbane?
Oh, they won't go ahead. They'll cancel that. Can't afford it. Can I just point out at this particular point in time that as a result of my wall incident the other day, I had to call Jim's wall cleaning. Graffiti cleaning. Do you know where the bloke who came to clean my wall was from? His country of origin?
Probably somewhere like Iran.
Exactly.
Or
it was, in fact, Iran. And I am.
The reason I say that
is
because what prompted you to mention that right now? Well, we were talking about refugees from Iran or Afghanistan.
Correct.
So therefore. Yeah, that made sense.
Because I actually take a bit of a dim view of everyone slagging off your refugees, your boat people from these other countries, coming to Australia and America. Now, if it wasn't...
Did he insist on cash?
Of course he did. That goes without saying. I mean, they don't have bank accounts in Iran, you idiot. But out of all of our carers... that we have for middle de facto stepson are all not refugees, but they're all immigrants. They're all migrants.
Yes.
They all come to this country, and they're actually the ones that are making a bit of an effort because they've come from some shithole.
Yeah.
And they come to this country and they look at it and go, fuck, how good's this?
There's a very small minority that want to be fucked with. That's always been the case. Look at the Snowy Mountains.
Precisely.
The only workers they could get there were migrants.
Exactly the point. And, you know, if you go to Logan in an outer suburb of Brisbane, you know, who are the most of the fuckwits there that are on the dole and the methods and everything? They're white Caucasian, fourth generation Aussies that are still on the dole and have been since they got here on the first fleet. Whereas, you know, the majority, not all, I accept that not all, but the majority of migrants and refugees, if they actually get to a country as refugees, are fucking hard workers and keen as mustard to contribute to society, except for the odd one that's a bit of a pain in the ass.
They're the ones that contribute by beating the shit out of an old lady in Perth.
I think that's a very isolated case.
Really?
Well, because he shouldn't have been here in the first place. He should have been deported years ago. Like,
it's a very isolated case, AP, which occurs about several thousand times.
No, that's not true. 149 of them, but they shouldn't have been here because some namby-pamby, soft-cock fucking lawyer from some poxy, shitty law bloody organisation goes, we can't send them back because they'll be persecuted in their own country. So, we can't send them back. So they spend years and years and years trying to run the bloody thing through the whole system. And every 5 minutes it turns up in a court and they,
the federal court or the high court said they could stay. Hmm.
So you've got a whole bunch of namby-pamby soft-cock lawyers.
Yes.
Who, from some legal aid, and we're paying for all of that as taxpayers, I might mention.
Yeah, same as we're paying for this fucking Olympic team.
Well, probably somewhere along the way, but in fairness, that's probably at least these people are doing something, having a bit of a go.
I want to know what qualifications the refugee Olympic people, the participants, have they got any training in the sport they've selected?
Well, it's a valid point, Fishy, because if you're a runner or a swimmer in Australia, let's say, for the sake of the argument, you've had to compete in, and you're better at this than me, AP, some kind of championships to be able to be picked for an Olympic team. Is that not correct? AP? Yoo-hoo! Hello, AP, wake up!
I think you're fine.
Are you there? Oh, there you are.
Yeah, you go through a selection process.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the best of the best of the best. Yeah.
Lots of PB. Yeah,
that's a bit harsh.
Selection trials and whatever, you find your way through. I mean, if you shoot arrows, will you be the best one shooting them at the selection trials? I mean, they have a structured thing.
Couldn't they just lower the bar temporarily just to let the worst of the worst of the worst get in?
No, because then Scotto wouldn't watch it because he's only interested in winners.
Well, there is only winners.
Yeah, there is. The losers of the losers of the losers.
It's a competition, you idiot. There is only winners.
They can just watch the Olympics from the gutter because they don't deserve to have any part of it.
No, but why would they? It's Olympics. It's the whole point of the Olympics is to be the best of the best. Yeah. There's no point in going there if you're not the best.
And then you asked me about the process, and the process is, could you go with... From memory, if my memory serves correct.
Yes.
You asked me about the process. Yes. So in Australia, you're a swimmer, right? You train every morning and half the nights. You're in the gym. You're doing aerobics. You're shooting, you're taking the roids. You're on the uppers.
I don't think you can do that.
Then you go to the championships. You go to the championships. You swim your little ass off.
Yes.
And you shave every last part, every last... follicle off your everything.
Put your cock in your ass so that it doesn't bother you.
You're doing everything. Like you make sure and you take some diuretics so you get it all out before the race. You go in there 14 kilos lighter than normal, right? You're doing this and that. Your coach smacks you in the face and hits you over the head like Laurie Lawrence with the program with Duncan Armstrong in 1984, I think that was. And, you go up there and you get in and you swim your tits off and you do a personal best time and you beat the shit out of everyone else and you stand in front of the television microphone and you say this, oh yeah, I'd like to thank my parents and my coach and I'd like to, thank my supplier, I'm a dealer, I'm a vitamin expert and all that sort of stuff, right? And then
you got to say, I did it for Australia.
Yeah, I'm doing it for Australia and I like to say hello to all my mates and whatever. And then you get your gold tracksuit. You get announced at the end of the Open Nationals where the selection trials. They last night of Nationals, everyone stays back because they read out the team. And you come
and
forward.
And then you go on TV and you go,
what would you like to say to your mum and your sister for now?
Fuck yeah. Oh, shit.
Something like that.
Yeah, that's it. Fuck yeah. So then you get picked, right?
Yes.
And then they cross to the live coverage of the refugees.
Right.
All right?
Yes.
Yeah, like
Would they be dressed in rags?
No, they're in a very flashy uniform.
They walk out of their 5-star hotel where they've been placed by social services, right? they roll up the sleeves on their Gucci tracksuit, right? They approach the journalist and they say,
I am very pleased to be selected for the high jump. I am only 5'1", but I will give it my best shot.
And that's it. That's it. They just get, oh, yeah, what do you want to do? Oh, I like a shot. I like the shot put. Oh, you seem, you're only about 47 kilos ringing wet. You sure you want to do the shot put? Oh, yeah. So there you go. He's in the shot put. So he gets his team Guernsey, and that's it. No training, no qualifying rounds, no beating out the competition. You're a refugee, so you've got Olympic status. You can go and get the tat. Cross your fucking forehead straight away.
I would have thought that would have been better at rowing.
Absolutely.
Oh, already some of them.
Yeah, and shooting fish in a barrel and stuff like that. Yeah, they should. There's lots of things they probably can do, but they're not Olympic sports. So what do they do? Oh, they put them in the shot put.
Oh, they'll probably be going into breakdancing or one of those other stupid sports.
Yes.
So you're not keen, then? Yes. You're not keen on
this
idea?
That was a yes to Mrs. AP. You meant the cat being fed, not a yes to you guys.
All right, sorry. So you fed the cat.
The cat is fed. Oh.
So it's really a token thing, really.
Gee, you think?
Yeah.
Wow. Hadn't thought of that one.
So when you talk about Elon Musk not getting any fucking oxygen, what about this caper? How come this is getting oxygen? These people are nothing. These people are, I crossed...
You're really helping their self-esteem.
I swam to shore.
Well, he's obviously good at it then, didn't he?
Hopped over the landmines on the beach.
So he's good at swimming. He's good at the hurdles.
Yeah, cut through a razor-sharp fence.
And
so I'll go in the decathlon where you have
you
to
should get a job
run.
As a bomb disposal person.
Yeah, but that's not an Olympic sport.
No, I think these people are very good at their sports. I mean, they've swum, at least let's assume they're going across the English Channel. They've done 22 miles. They've managed to survive that. They've moved over the barbed wire and the landmines. So, the decathlon, I mean, they should be winners. And in fairness, they probably will be. What happens if they win? What national anthem do they play? What's the Olympic national anthem? What is it? Olympics. Hang on. What is it?
I don't know what they play.
Thank you. You're good. You're good. You are good. I wasn't that quick. Well, that's what I assumed they would play.
I added the champagne cork at the end.
Appreciate that. Well, why wouldn't you? They deserve it, frankly. So,
I don't know. What do they do? Would it be the theme from Mission Impossible? I don't know. What would you play for the refugees?
I think you're being harsh on them. I think you're being harsh. I think it's a wonderful initiative.
Well, mate, what right have they got to be there?
Why not? It's the United Nations.
Is it really?
It's bringing people together. Together.
Yeah,
Are these people fucking useless? It doesn't say what their background is, right?
But I want to be useless too.
This will send a message of hope to more than 100 million displaced people around the world. Why will it do that?
100 million?
They don't have a television set. Fuck them.
Of course they do, you idiot. They've all got mobile phones.
No, 100 million displaced people around the world.
Yeah,
they've all got Vodafone accounts.
They've all got Vodafone accounts.
They can all pass a credit check, can they?
You watch every person that turns up as a refugee somewhere. The first thing they do is pull out the phone and ring their relos. I made it.
Doesn't the Australian government at least? I know this for a fact. Don't they? The Australian government give refugees a phone?
Yes. Well, if you know for a fact, why did you make it a question?
Because I want to look like I'm not as smart as I really am.
Well, are you? That's the question.
By connecting to the moron audience member.
Well, then, hold it.
Make out that I'm as dumb as the audience member.
Let me talk to you about dumb, right? This news about this fucking refugee squad.
Yep.
Comes a day after Angelina Nardi Lobiath, who has competed at two Olympic Games as a refugee, and Angelina Nardi Lobiath, Lohalith. What would you two come
to? Well, I'm sorry, you said Lobiath.
Go on, have a crack at it, will you?
You said Lobiath.
He did, AP. Okay,
so Angelina Labia, who's competed at two Olympic Games as a refugee athlete in the 1500 metres, was suspended for positive testing in the banned drug trimazidazine, TMZ. She's the third refugee athlete in the past few months to fall foul of the doping authorities and faces a four-year ban.
Can I ask a question at this point in time, if I may?
Yes.
Thank you. So this is her second Olympics. What did she?
No.
You said it was her second Olympics. Third Olympics.
No.
All right, third.
She'd already competed in two.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
Paris would have been her third, and she's been suspended for using a banned substance.
It puts a huge question mark over honesty.
Well, no, it puts a huge question mark of where she's lived for the last bloody 12 years. She's plucked out of a refugee camp.
Yep.
Competes in the Olympics and then thrust back into the refugee camp? Yeah. Or does she live in a country? Where does she live?
How has she remained a refugee
for 12 years? I find that a bit disturbing.
So what's the status of these people? What's the selection criteria? This says nothing about the selection criteria for it. It's a pile of bullshit.
All right, I was sympathetic to the cause earlier until you've raised this particular issue.
She's the third one. She's the third one in the past few months foul of doping authorities.
Oh, yeah, but that could have just been an accident. Mum might have given her a Panadol.
Accidentally took just a little bit of trimazadidine.
Yeah.
Right.
That could have happened. That was an accident.
Slipped over and fell on it.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's it.
But where did she get it from? Or where has she been living? That's what I want to know. What's her name? Labia.
Angelina Nadai Lowilith.
Angelina who?
Oh, A-N-J-E.
Yeah, I know how to spell Angelina. Yeah.
No, well, it's not the usual way. Oh, Nadai, N-A-D-A-I.
N-A-D-A-I.
L-O-H-A.
Oh, here she is. Athlete.
L-I-T-H.
Righto. What's
she a good thought? What's her story? Or is she one of these
black chick,
darkies that needs a good feed of pizza and a few pies?
She was born in South Sudan, lived in blah, 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 blah.
No, yeah.
Lived in a refugee camp, blah, blah, blah. Hopes to blah, blah, blah. Oh, she's been busy. So she was in the Olympics in 2016, World Championships in 2017, Olympic Games 2021, World Indoor Championships 2022, African Championships, World Championships 2022, World Cross Country Championships 2023 in Bathurst, Australia. She's a refugee. How's she got a fucking passport? World Championships again in 2023, World Cross Country Championships, but it doesn't say where she lives. Like, I don't understand that.
No fixed abode.
No, exactly. I don't understand.
Yeah, you know where she lives.
No, I don't.
The destination for all fucking refugees, Australia.
No. She lives
in the West again now.
No, now living and training in Kenya. So if she's Kenyan, if she's living in Kenya, why doesn't she have citizenship in Kenya and be a Kenyan? No, that's odd. I'm sorry, AP. I'm with you now. I was on their side before, but now I'm a bit suspicious.
What's the reason I've raised this topic tonight, gentlemen? Because I'm outraged.
No, I'm not outraged.
It's about representing your country, and they're saying, oh, they're displaced. We have to form a team specially for them.
Apparently they're not. She lives in Kenya.
Yeah, well, she should go and try and represent Kenya, but she won't because all the little Negroes, chasing the next hamburger. I reckon they train at a greyhound track. They take away the lure of the rabbit lure, and they put a hamburger with a lot on it, and they just run really fast to get it. She hasn't got a hope against the Kenyans.
Oh, come on! In fairness, at the World Cross Country Championships in Bathurst, Australia, she got 13th in that particular event, the 4x2 kilometer mixed relay. At the World Championships in Budapest, she got 32nd H. I don't know what the H is for. Yes. And in the World Cross Country Championships, she got 23rd. I don't know how many people were.
Yep. Gav wants to know if that was her best work or did she do her best work in the back of a falcon on top of Mount Panorama.
Oh, now, come on. You can't say that, Gav. You can't say that.
I just did.
Well, I know, but you shouldn't say that. No, I was on their side, but now I'm swinging towards your questioning, AP. I'm sorry.
I'm unhappy about this refugee team. I don't think it belongs in the Olympic movement.